This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
New federal recommendation on J&J shot.
A temporary pause in vaccinations.
Anger over fatal police shooting.
You took his life for what?
Gunfire at Tennessee school.
We're all devastated by this tragedy.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's breaking news about the Johnson & Johnson one-shot COVID-19 vaccine. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us federal health officials have raised some concerns.
A joint statement from the CDC and FDA says 6.8 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have been administered, and they're looking at six possible cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot in six individuals, all women, and they happen 6 to 13 days after their shots. They call these cases extremely rare, but they're recommending a pause in the use of this vaccine while it can be studied.
CBS's Dr. David Agus.
If you have any symptoms where you have pain and it's unexplainable, go to an emergency room right away. Doctors around the country are now aware of this and they know how to treat it. So the key is, you know, listen to your body.
We're learning more about the COVID variants that are boosting case numbers in several states. CBS's Mola Lenghi is in Detroit.
The variants that are overtaking Michigan are now spreading across all 50 states, with the B117, or UK variant, dominating. A new study confirming that variant is 35% more transmissible, but researchers now say it's not more severe or deadly than the original COVID strain.
Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, the center of outrage.
Do you know the difference between a gun and a taser? Yeah.
Protesters and police clashing again there last night, well after a curfew had gone into effect. CBS's Omar Villafranca says it's all over the fatal police shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright during a traffic stop.
My heart is literally broken into a thousand pieces.
At a vigil for her son, Dante Wright's mother remembered him as a funny and playful father. Those tributes echoed by China Whitaker, the mother of Wright's son, Dante Jr.
I didn't get to say goodbye to him, just to see him again.
As darkness fell on Brooklyn Center, clashes between protesters and police continued outside their headquarters.
You are in violation of the curfew.
After pulling Wright over for an expired registration tag, officers learned he had an outstanding warrant stemming from two misdemeanor charges. When the officers tried to handcuff Wright, he struggled to get back in his car. That's Officer Kim Potter yelling she will tase Wright. But instead, she's holding her gun, which she then fires.
Just 10 miles away, the murder trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin and the death of George Floyd. The defense begins to present its case today. Floyd's brother testified yesterday.
He just was like a person that everybody loved around the community. He knew how to make people feel better.
Now to Knoxville, Tennessee, where a police officer was wounded in an exchange of gunfire with an armed student at a high school. The student, who opened fire when told to come out of a bathroom, was killed. Mayor India Kincannon visited the injured officer in the hospital.
I thanked him for taking a bullet in the middle of this incident, and he said he would rather that he'd be hurt than anybody else.
A COVID-19 variant that originated in Brazil has been found in the U.S., and it's one of the factors that has sent the COVID death toll in Brazil soaring. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in Sao Paulo.
A crippled economy means food insecurity affects more than half of Brazil's population. Antonio told me if he didn't accept these community meals, he'd worry how he'd get money to eat.
Robbing people would be the other option. Because there's no opportunity, no oportunidad.
I'm trying to give the best of myself to the other people.
Marcus Dos Santos works for the nonprofit Hands of Maria that delivers about 3,000 lunches here every day.
Government don't take care of the people.
Last week, one out of every four COVID-related deaths worldwide happened here in Brazil. Cemetery workers now turn soil around the clock.
Many big questions in play as President Biden pushes for support for his $2.3 trillion infrastructure bill and suggests he's willing to talk.
I'm prepared to negotiate.
Meeting in the Oval Office with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, President Biden signaled his willingness to compromise on the size of the infrastructure package and the way it's paid for.
I'm confident everything's going to work out perfectly.
Mr. Biden may be engaging in wishful thinking, as GOP critics say his proposal is full of items unrelated to infrastructure, and at least one key Democrat balks at an increase in the corporate tax from 21 to 28%. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden plans to nominate Christine Wormuth to be the first woman to head up the Army. She's a former senior Pentagon official. The president and others will attend a midday ceremony today for Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans, who was killed when a vehicle rammed him and another officer at a barricade earlier this month. He will lie in honor in the Capitol Rotunda. Imprisoned movie kingpin Harvey Weinstein's lawyers are challenging his extradition from New York to California, where more sexual assault charges await.
Harvey Weinstein was charged with 11 counts of sexual assault from five different accusers in Los Angeles. The indictment is sealed, but charges include rape, sexual battery, and more. Weinstein's attorney has dismissed the accusations as stemming from what he calls Me Too movement hysteria. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant coach Britt Reid now faces a felony DWI charge for a crash just before the Super Bowl that left a five-year-old girl critically injured. Reid, the son of head coach Andy Reid, could face up to 7 years in prison if convicted. Tom Porto is the attorney for Ariel Young's family.
Ariel has not walked, she has not talked, and she cannot eat, and she is dependent upon a feeding tube for basic nutrition.
Major League umpire Joe West has been awarded $500,000 in a defamation suit against former player Paul LaDuca. It stemmed from remarks LaDuca made about West on a podcast. Tradition takes hold once again in the Middle East.
Palestinians are celebrating Ramadan with big family gatherings here in Jerusalem, in contrast to last year's coronavirus lockdown. Streets are bustling thanks to Israel's successful vaccination campaign.
I hope with the vaccinations, we're going to have a great Ramadan.
Muslims fast from dawn to dusk with a festive meal at sundown. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Detour for the Olympic torch because of rising COVID cases in Japan. The flame was carried through an empty Osaka park with crowds kept away. Organizers have warned because of the pandemic there may be more adjustments to the path to get the torch to Tokyo for the opening ceremony on July 23rd. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.